Trompe-l'œil. What if the retina, jolted by a light, sent its obligatory signal to the brain and formed a woman, and that woman is me? A floater, which my doctor tells me can be very normal, just a fiber clump in the vitreous gel that inhabits the eye. I learned early this trick of suspension, how to dart away from any gaze held too long, hover just until it is unclear if what you watch is the world you have left or a tunnel you might enter. The things an eye can see from this height, my mother's face hiding poison only meant for me, the lover on Chestnut, all charm in light, bullets by dark, business trip, an elevator, strange man's mouth, door sealed hard. Too many floaters and a flash of light is an emergency. My doctor says I'm high risk for retinal detachment, quizzes me on symptoms to see if I'm listening. I tell her acute episodes of imaginative replacement, floating, looking out when I should be looking in, the presence of any magic holding up the body in lieu of trust. Perhaps she's warning me about blindness because she doesn't know I'm floating here, beyond her pencil of light, asking if this eye is all there is to see.